Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, coming to you from the Air America Studios in New York, a special Earth Day edition of the show. I happen to be in town for an event put on by Vanity Fair and ABC Home. It's to celebrate the special green issue, April issue of Vanity Fair. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's green. There's a picture of Julia Roberts in a beautiful long green dress, and she's kind of... sort of looking kind of fairy-like, and right below her is Al Gore, George Clooney, Bobby Kennedy. The headline says, "A threat graver than terrorism, global warming. How much of New York, Washington, and other American cities will be underwater? And why are these folks calling for a new American revolution?" So I decided this is an event EcoTalk should not miss, so I hopped on a plane and was at the event this week, and a very interesting, huge turnout. And it was held at ABC Home, a home furnishings store that I've been aware of since I lived here in the late 80s when it was ABC Carpet. And in fact, it's still family run. And in studio now with me is Paulette Cole, CEO and creative director of ABC Home, and Amy Chender, director of social responsibility for the company. Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
This was a terrific event. It got a big turnout, getting a lot of press. People in the environmental community are very excited about this issue because it's yet another sign that global warming in particular and environmental issues are reaching into the mainstream, and none too soon. How did ABC Home get involved in this project?
Well, one of the things that we're so moved by and part of our mission is to really use our platform as an opportunity to channel so much of the important work that we are trying to represent. And when we heard about Vanity Fair using their venue, we were incredibly inspired to do something with them. And we had long conversations with the publisher, and they wanted us to sponsor. There's a pamphlet inside of the book saying 50 ways how you can individually do something to support the environment. And we decided to sponsor that, but we also felt that there was a very important story to tell that business could, you know, work together to stand for social responsibility.
A shift. You really are bringing about a paradigm shift, as some other businesses and other industries are. You're really one of the largest retailers, though, really, that's thriving and made this commitment. You know, you didn't have to make this commitment. It was something that was chosen. This was partly your view, or completely your view, this vision of greening the business?
Well, it's quite a big story. And actually, a couple of years ago, we really revamped our entire perspective on how to approach the world. We usually talked a lot about self-expression in home, and what we really tried to do was deepen that experience by including our values. And what became really important to us was going out into the world and trying to affect change and trying to initiate new ways of working with our industry to produce products that could actually be in service to the planet.
Now, all products have some environmental impact. All of us have some ecological impact in our daily lives. Why is there a great green opportunity in the home furnishings realm?
You know, we really felt that, you know, it's really ironic, but, you know, there's so much furniture in all of our homes, and there's kind of a disassociation that happens between furnitures and clear cuts and trees and, you know, what's happening to our planet and our rainforests. So we really went out with an initiative to our manufacturers a couple of years ago saying, you know, were they in fact buying sustainably harvested wood? And we found out, you know, in North Carolina domestically that it was really a very untapped realm of the business that people were not really focused in. And when we asked the question, you know, not many people had the answers. So, and what we also found out is that they were very excited to learn. And so much of what we're doing is all about exposure. And that's when we speak to that disassociation, that we feel that so many people out there, as well, the public as well as the manufacturers, are disassociated from what the impact is. And once they learn, usually their choices are to work in the direction of continuous improvement. So we've had an incredible response from our manufacturers over the past 2 years. We've worked closely with an organization called Rainforest Alliance, who's, you know, really acted as a catalyst to help us move these manufacturers forward by holding their hand, not by, you know, being in their face. You know, that this is a process that, you know, we all have to work towards. We have to kind of own the shadow that we can't run our businesses and be, you know, in the place where we're doing everything right immediately. It's a process, and it's a commitment, and it's an expensive commitment. But once people understand that there's really no other choice to make, they get on board.
And Amy, you're director of social responsibility. Yes. Why is it important to be a socially responsible business and also to be seen as one? Why is it not okay just to do it, but do it very quietly and not let your customers and your vendors know this is something you're committed to?
Well, it's really about making a shift and being able to be an example of what people can do and how they can go forward and make choices to vote with their dollars so that you have an option when you walk into a store and see something that's beautiful and then you read that this is made with good wood. You can feel that you've made a difference when you've made the purchase.
Yeah, it's almost like a feng shui thing. You know, we're in the process of moving into a new older home, and they were, you know, probably thinking, we'll recarpet the house, you know, and it'll be nice for the new owners. But I can smell the VOCs coming from the carpet, I think, and I'm concerned about it. And, you know, carpeting is a really critical area, aspect of furnishings that can be made much safer and mm-hmm. cleaner. What kind of carpets do you offer that are
well? The thing better? Is, the carpeting is something that's still really in development. I mean, again, I have to say that, you know, part of the journey is in shifting an industry and creating a domino effect. That there hasn't been enough, you know, the education and moving the consumer in the direction of understanding that they need to invest in healthier product will push the manufacturers and the industry towards fulfilling that demand. So we're in the middle of a cycle right now where there's some really some strong people who are taking initiative in the right direction. But again, we're out there every day developing product, finding designers, finding people at the cutting edge who are willing to go out there and invest in creating product that's sustainable, that's healthy. But it's still people who are risking because we're just in that turning point. You know, this is what begins to, you know, the need and the desire and the information that people like you are out there offering is what we're hoping will create that tipping point and encourage more of our manufacturers around the world to get involved and invested in doing what they need to do to turn their product into what's sustainable and healthy.
Now, I was in your showroom for this event. I didn't have a chance because there were about 1,000 people there to look around too closely. Beautiful furnishings. But if I were a customer just walking in off the street, would I have any way of knowing that the products in there are more sustainable, healthier, greener? Do you have things written or yeah. do you just have to
well,
know?
Well, what we're launching at this point is, you know, we've developed a series of icons from, you know, fair and square to indigenous. We have a whole list of, you know, organic product. And we have these beautiful little icons. And what we're doing is if some are handmade, there's a beautiful list. I was going to have it here, but I don't have it. But if you earn 3, you get an ABC heart. And we offer the artist or the manufacturer that heart, and we hang that on every piece of furniture. And then we display in the store the signage that defines, you know, what each of the areas, you know, that we're rewarding
so
actually
it's a
are.
Good earthkeeping seal of approval, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
That ABC is doing.
Mm-hmm. But it's not only earthkeeping, it's cause related on many levels. So, you know, we have a huge commitment to indigenous culture and anti-globalization, you know, so it's a very well-rounded approach.
So is this integral? Is this just really part of the fabric of your, so to speak, business right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's at the heart of our mission.
My father was in the furniture business. You mentioned North Carolina, and I got kind of nostalgic back thinking about when he was in. He's no longer with us, but, you know, the goal, of course, was always to sell more furniture and make more products. How do you deal with that aspect of it, making it not such a fashionable thing that you have to replace your, you know, living room every year or two and yet wanting to certainly sell product? But that's a big part of it, is how much do we really need to keep making and how much can we reuse and recycle?
Well, you know, the funny thing is certainly from making more furniture and balancing, you know, the way that we can model for other stores is balancing a healthy level of profitability with social responsibility. But the fun part of it for us is not only what in furniture where you can stay fresh and stay innovative, where you can reclaim wood from what's been here on the planet, where we kind of wanted to make antiques feel fresh and young again by saying, okay, it's recycled furniture, and how you can reinvent yourself with what you have, what's available on the earth, how different artisans can take, you know, old barns and old wood and create really clean, lined, modern furniture. You know, that's part of the energy of what's happening. But, you know, there is also really a domino effect that happens in terms of the industries. You know, like if we were to explain to the people who are manufacturing cotton that, you know, if that cotton is one of the single greatest pollutants to, you know, industrial agriculture, that if we were educating our consumers and modeling for stores internationally, that that increases demand and that, you know, they need to, you know, gear up to creating that cotton and that, you know, that people would invest a little bit more even if the cost needs to go up. But I think we know that it's time.
There really truly is a ripple effect. When you start working with the vendors you operate with closely every day and sharing this information, and when they start becoming receptive, you can feel tangibly that difference you're making every day. Is that your greenest dream, to really sort of green out all the people that you come in contact with in your business and then hope that they do the same in their circles? Because we're all connected.
Absolutely.
In the end.
I mean, one of our dreams is to always keep remembering that we see ourselves as a catalyst for change. But ultimately, we feel like this is the movement that's happening all around us because it is a global necessity. Mm-hmm. And we do want our partners in the industry to hop on board and be inspired by us and learn from us. And we want to learn from them, too. We want to learn, you know, this is all about collective genius, that we all have to change the way we're doing things in order to pass down for future generations.
Absolutely. Unless you can hop on board a plane and come see the showroom in New York, how can people who are listening across the country access your products?
Well, they can check us out on our website, www.abchome.com or ABC Home and Planet.
We'll put a link on our website at www.ecotalk.net.
I don't even know.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a way virtually. And you have stores outside of Manhattan in...
The main experience is in Manhattan, and the other stores kind of represent some of the product that's available.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm very inspired by what you're doing. Go out and make it greener, one couch at a time.
Thank you.
Paulette Cole and Amy Chender of ABC Home. Thanks.